Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I am your host, Rick Hopkins, and where is everybody? I'm looking at a bunch of empty seats here.
They're all busy getting ready for the election.
Yeah. Well, I know Diane's probably in D.C. at the Supreme Court hearings up there. Her being a constitutional scholar, whenever there's something going on up there, she's usually up there to see it. But we do have Bob and Mary Griddleswald.
Hello.
Hello.
Bob is the chauffeur, and Mary is publisher of rightwinggranny.com.
Bob contributes greatly to this show. He's our treasurer, you know.
Yeah, don't be mean to him. He keeps the money.
You also hear Mary a lot on the Lockwood Phillips show.
Yes, on Tuesdays. On Tuesdays. 6:45.
And this past Tuesday, you were on there for a long time. I don't know. It seems like he started out at about 5 minutes. You must be up to about a half hour now.
Not quite.
We also have Hal and Rainer James, and I think Rainer is Hal's driver now.
I've been
in the recent past, but now we're sharing.
Oh, now you're sharing. Okay. Yeah. Well, Hal's getting much better, so getting back to his old routine.
I guess I'm much better.
And Rick, don't forget to take credit for yourself now. You're up to picking up stuff and moving stuff, and somehow we've got to stop them from doing
that. Careful, that's right.
And I'm my own driver, so
I got doctor's orders not to pick up over 30 pounds. Something needs to be picked up. I just can't resist it. I've got to move that thing. Somebody's got to move it.
Yep, I'm the same way. Okay, let's look at what is going on around this country. Right now, one of the hottest items, and not right now, because we're recording on Wednesday night, and it'll all be over and done with, I guess, by the time you hear the show. But listening to the Supreme Court
fiasco
confirmation hearings.
Yes.
If some people have not shown their true colors, you ain't looking. Because
they're talking about everything except her qualifications.
Right. They're there to confirm a Supreme Court justice nomination, and it's more like a political campaign ad to take down the other party, or, you know, the current administration.
However, I think one more time they have outsmarted themselves, because when she does get asked questions, she is calmly graceful under fire. Her answers are very thoughtful. Her demeanor is such that you assume she is taking it from the point of view that she hasn't been just asked a got you question, but somebody had inquired sweetly where she's coming from in her mental sorting out what's right, what and where's where. She is she's as close to perfection as most human beings are ever going to get.
Well, the best moment of the whole thing for me is being, you're watching them ask the questions. Most of them are reading prepared notes, mm-hmm, or on a teleprompter, mm-hmm, like Kamala is on remote, because she refused to come in
right,
participate. I can't remember which one it was. It might have been Senator Kennedy. Somebody asked her. Or Lindsey Graham, maybe, I don't remember. Anyway, they asked her
what
notes do you have in front of you?
And she held up
a blank pad that the Senate provided for her to take notes on.
Mm-hmm.
And she has been mopping the floor with them.
Man, oh, yeah.
What they really exposed was just the depth of knowledge and the knowledge of the law this woman has. She, like you say, she's running circles around them. They ask her a question about some case, and they're looking at their notes, and she said that was so and so and such and back when, and just goes all through about,
yep,
what that was all about, and it's amazing. And I'm glad we had the exposure to what a smart person and knowledgeable person she is.
You're absolutely right. And another thing is that she stands her ground.
Oh man,
they'll try a quick trick question. They'll try to trap her, and if that doesn't work, they'll turn around and try a different way,
mm-hmm,
and she won't fall for it.
No.
She stands her ground.
You know, some of the, quote, questioners, close quote, were never asking a question, but instead used their 30 minutes to campaign across the television, and, right. and it had nothing to do with the hearing.
Right.
That's shameful.
But she sat there politely and listened to speech after speech.
Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that interested me is I got the feeling that I would always approve of her approach, but it may very well be that I will not always approve of her decisions in terms of her opinions.
Right.
When she's discussing things, one of the issues that's come up time after time is severability. Whether if a part of a law is declared unconstitutional, whether it just rips that from the law and the rest remains, or whether it is so critical to the meaning of what the legislative body intended that it takes the whole law down in flames.
Right.
And some of the things she said there, I realized that she may very well make a decision that is different from what I think is the right one, and yet she will do it for the right reasons,
yep.
and I will just hush my mouth and take it.
And another thing you have to remember is that being a sitting judge and possibility of being appointed as a Supreme Court justice, the law prohibits her from talking about certain matters.
Yeah, things that would might
right.
exactly. So it's all right to talk about principles, but it's not all right to talk about its application to something that may come before.
So they have been hitting her hard, trying to trap her into doing
that. Oh
yeah, absolutely.
And she refuses to do it. She doesn't fall for the trap. She tells them, you know, because.
But she doesn't get ruffled at all.
Diane
it's amazing.
Feinstein was trying to trap her. She tried two times, and then she said, "Oh, let me try that. Try again.
Tried another
yeah.
way."
Yeah. yeah. But they keep on going and keep on mm-hmm. trying.
I just want to bring up what we've watched from the Democrats, and this is a parade of people that are going to die if Amy Coney Barrett is
yeah.
confirmed.
yeah.
And it's just been ridiculous. And I want to point out that there was an article on September 24th in the New York Post. And maybe the Democrats missed it. I don't know. President Trump outlined his long-awaited health care plan on Thursday, signing a series of executive orders he said are aimed at protecting Americans with pre-existing conditions, ending surprise billing, and introducing more affordable public options. He has taken care of this,
yes.
and they are just screaming fire in a movie theater for no apparent reason.
Well, that's the way they do things, is they try to provide cover for what's coming against them by
There's
going out there and just throwing out tons of lies. And
one of the other things that I believe she declared fairly early in the, quote, game, is she said it is the justice's job to find out if the law is constitutional, not to write the law
mm-hmm.
and not to, quote, correct a wrong in the law.
Mm-hmm.
If it is a bad law but constitutional, then she's not going to fight that. And so the legislature is now put on notice. You better start writing good laws because I'm not going to correct them.
There have been two or three times when they've asked her a question and she said, "That's up to the legislature. We don't make
uh-huh,
laws."
Uh-huh. She said one time.
And the yeah. other thing I want to point out is that Dick Durbin was on Meet the Press on Sunday, and he essentially said that since we can't stop this nomination, and I don't know if I believe that or not, but that's what he said, we're going to use this to see if we can make sure that some of the Republican senators don't get reelected. And that's what this health care stuff is about. Because what they're doing is they're saying if Obamacare is overturned in Iowa, 187,000 people will lose their health insurance. So they want to say that so that Joni Ernst doesn't get reelected. In North Carolina, 500,000 will lose their insurance, according to the Democrats' numbers. So they're going to use that against Tom Tillis. So this is a campaign opportunity for the Democrats. It has nothing to do with the fact that the hearing is supposed to establish the qualifications of the nominee. And I want to say one more thing about that. Sotomayor and Elena Kagan were approved. And senators voted for their approval because they were qualified.
Yes.
Republicans
they didn't like
voted
their
for
jurisdiction, the way they went about being jurist. some of the who wanted originalist interpretations of the, but they recognized that these were qualified people and didn't put politics into it.
And unfortunately, that is not being reciprocated. We saw that with Kavanaugh particularly.
Yeah,
right.
And my fear, and we'll know this by the time this show airs, is that they're going to try to pull some kind of a rabbit out of a hat with Judge Amy Coney Barrett.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's been very interesting to listen to the process and be able to see what's going on. Unfortunately, many people are not listening, and they need to be. And some of the ones that are listening don't understand what they're listening to. They're just buying the propaganda that Mary's talking about there.
Well, if you really tune in, it comes clear.
Right.
But you have to pay attention.
Well,
but
one of the other talking points is that Trump is stacking the court because he has appointed all these vacancies.
Hogwash.
And that's not stacking the court.
No.
Stacking the court means adding more Supreme Court justices.
And they keep making out like it's a big deal that it's in an election year and the voting is started. He was elected for term of office. He needs to fill his whole term of office, regardless.
President Trump is following the Constitution.
He's doing
he is.
He's doing his job. All right, we got to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Folks, I encourage you, please go out and visit them. And support them and tell them that you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, moving on to some other interesting things that are going on. Folks, Facebook, Twitter, are censoring so much now. New York Post came out with an article, and it's based on the emails that Sleepy Joe Biden and his son Hunter have there, proving that Joe was all involved and knew all about the corruption.
What? He knew? He knew? What?
I thought he bragged about it, Joe.
I don't think he knew. No, understand. I would agree with that. He doesn't know what office he's running for. He doesn't know where he is. So, therefore, it's okay to not know that he knew.
Well, the whole story that I was looking at is how Facebook and Twitter have made an editorial decision to block that on Facebook and Twitter. I mean, it's news. It's fact. They have the emails. So that's going on. There's a lot of indictments that have been dropped. We have people that are stepping down and leaving positions in the government because of the things that are being revealed by Hillary's emails that are out there. So there's a lot to talk about there. Go ahead, Rainer.
Oh, I just wanted to read a little snippet from Connie's column, the Trump report card this week. And by the time this airs, it will be on the newsstands. It's not there yet. A big reveal came from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo this week when he said, "We have Hillary's deleted emails." Boom. The rumor is that she's calling in favors all over D.C.
she's trying to.
Trying to escape the net that's closing in.
The problem is the people she's calling to try to get favors from are in just as much trouble as she is.
Sure. And as I understand it correctly, there was a computer that belonged to Joe Biden that was left for repairs.
Not Joe.
Hunter.
His son, yeah.
That's the one that was, he got moisture problems?
I believe so.
Okay. Well, in any case, what the point I was going to make is it also contained the video that showed him bragging about the quid pro quo he insisted on for Ukraine to get the U.S. taxpayer money only if the prosecutor who was going after his son was dismissed.
I've seen a video of him bragging about it.
Really. I have too, but I didn't know any law enforcement had it, and it's my understanding the FBI's got it in their hot.
Oh, come on, man. That's a lie. That's a lie.
What, are you on drugs?
Just because you saw me say it on TV doesn't mean.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in that arena. The swamp is being drained is actually what's going on.
And I think it's very exciting. It's sort of a nail biter because you don't know what's going to happen next and what the repercussions will be and so on, how people will react. But I'm very, very glad to see it happening. It needs to happen.
Right. Everybody need to grab your seats and hold on because like on that big roller coaster where you get to the top of the peak. And you drop over the side, that's getting ready to happen.
Yeah, the big downhill.
Trump keeps saying the best is yet to come.
It is. There's so much information out there that is being declassified and unredacted and is going to be made known to the public. It's going out for public information. Now, whether you choose to believe it or not is up to you.
Sure.
But these are government documents, government emails, government text, government tweets, you know.
And I'm wondering when stuff about what really happened in Benghazi will come out because I think badly needs to come to the light of day.
It's seeing some action right now. You're going to be seeing something soon.
Good.
Because I can't remember exactly the name of the gentleman anyway. He was there. He knows what happened, and he's bringing out some information. So, Benghazi will be back in the news. Well, everything that's happened over the last 10 years, probably.
Well, we need a fresh start. We have had things happening that should not happen, that were hidden from the light of day very persistently for a very long time, and we need to clean house, i.e. drain the swamp.
Exactly. And trust me, I believe that is exactly what's going on, people. It's the next few weeks are going to a lot's going to be happening. As far as I'm concerned, it's more than due.
Yes. Yes.
People a lot smarter than me are doing these things. Me, like a lot of other people, we wanted instant justice back a year or two.
That's human nature, sure.
Yeah. But, and we've been wondering, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Just go ahead and do it. Go ahead. And
I suspect that it's a complicated enough web that it took some delicate untwining to get it to the point that it will work.
Right. It was. And these are masters at what they're doing. The certain things had to happen first. Mm-hmm. In other words, you had to get rid of certain levels of corruption, because you would have never gotten a prosecution. You would have never found justice until you got the corruption out the way.
Sure.
Okay. So that took some time. All the information has been being gathered and declassified and unredacted, and you know, it's all been there the whole time. It's just now going to start becoming public.
Well, it's an exciting time we live in.
It is. It is. Yes, Mary.
But the problem may be that many people who depend on the mainstream media may not hear about this. And we have to understand that there are still people walking around who believe that the Russia hoax was real.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's, I mean, the facts are there. But how far will they go?
Yeah, if you think the world's flat, how far out from land will you sail?
Mainstream media is still pushing that Russia's trying to overthrow this election.
Yes.
They're tampering with it.
Well, they probably are trying to.
Well, they have for many decades.
Sure.
You know?
They try to do theirs, too. Yeah.
But I tell you, you can't tell me that Russia or China, either one, wants Trump to be president. Too illogical.
It is. It is.
Not likely.
See. Bruce Orr stepped down.
Yes.
Why?
Because he knew he was about to get in trouble.
Yep, he got caught. Nellie Orr, his wife, is a Russia expert who's fluent in Russian. And she worked for Fusion GPS, where she got paid a whole lot of money. And there was a lot of collusion. And Bruce was a boss at the Department of Justice and is unbelievably still there. But not now. He got out.
Finally.
Right. He got out of Dodge.
However, I'm not positive on this, he got early retirement. He should have gotten a jail cell.
Well, you know, not too late. You're talking that. About everybody in the world knows what happened. Well, what did he do? What specifically did he do, Mary?
Well, he was very much involved in the Steele dossier and getting it to the FBI and saying it's good and we're going to go with it and it's real. And
getting it into the FISA warrants.
When it was fake, and we now know that it was fake. We have evidence that it was fake. But it was used to spy on the Trump campaign and the transition team. And had not a general, and I don't remember the general's name, gone to Trump at Trump Tower and said, "You're being spied on," mm-hmm. and Trump immediately moved to his resort in New Jersey, which they hadn't been able to set up for spying at that point.
I doubt they expected that move.
Yes. And, you know, there was a lot that went on that was illegal.
Right.
There was a lot that makes Watergate look like child's play, because Watergate never used the government against American citizens.
Right.
And that's what we're dealing with here.
Yeah.
And if they get away with it, it will be a permanent condition, and unfortunately, it seems to only work for one side.
Right. Well, that's another reason it took so long to get to this point, is so many people within the government, the senior service,
mm-hmm.
these people are appointed,
mm-hmm.
and some of them stay there for life.
Yeah.
Okay? What happens is a new administration comes in. These people are still there. Unless the president does like Trump has done with many of them and fires them and appoints somebody new. They're the ones that are actually running things.
Yes, and they run it according to the preferences of a previous administration.
Right. And if you remember the Obama administration, when they came in, they made a lot of appointments.
Yep.
And changed the heads of a lot of agencies. Got rid of a lot of generals that didn't agree with them. So all of that had to be undone and reversed before you could hope to see any justice.
It seems to me it was over 200 generals and admirals who were not yes people.
Yes. All right. What else were we? I got one here. This is local. This is North Carolina. If you haven't already heard it.
Board of Elections.
Board of Elections. The North Carolina State Board of Elections released a memo numbered 2020-30, and it's to the County Board of Elections. Now, this is public information. You can go to North Carolina State Board of Elections website, look for numbered memos, and it's number 2020-30. And I'm not, it's all talking all about enforcing the buffer zone and protecting the voting enclosure. And I'm not going to go through all that. I'm going to skip down here to the part that has me and many other people upset. It's talking about, keeping open and unobstructed place where voters or persons seeking to register or vote have access, preventing and stopping attempts to obstruct, intimidate, or interfere with any person in registering or voting, protecting challengers and witnesses against molestation and violence in the performance of their duties, and ejecting from the place of registration or voting any challenger or witness for violation of any provision of the election laws or rules. Now, if the chief judge or one-stop site manager is unable to successfully ensure voters unobstructed access to the polls, they shall immediately contact their county board of elections and or law enforcement. Now, folks, you've seen the videos of what's going on around the country. Violence can break out instantly.
Yeah.
What is, let's say, a lady in her 70s that's a chief judge at the polls, what is she going to do to break up any of those instances that we just mentioned?
I don't think somebody of that sort can be terribly effective at it.
Right. She's not going to be able to physically inject herself into the altercation and do anything about it.
Right. Well, I've worked the polls. I call it working the polls. I've tried to encourage people to consider voting for the candidates that I think are the most conservative. And it's never been any real problem. Nobody looked like they were going to go to fisticuffs or do anything that was really violent or anything like that. And maybe this applies to some place, but I can't imagine it applying to this place. And another thing, y'all were talking about this earlier, we've always had some law enforcement folks there, and they're just as friendly and
just
nice as they can be.
Walking around,
Well, that's the part I'm coming to next,
okay?
Now, you have to remember, Hal, this is a different time. This is a different election than anything we've had before. We haven't seen the violence leading up to an election that we've seen for this election.
True.
Granted, we here in rural eastern North Carolina, we haven't seen instances, but that doesn't mean we're immune to them. Okay, we have outside agitators that come in, and we have people that have recently moved into the area with different political views and temperaments and what we have here.
And a number of other people that are paid to come into the area.
Right. So if the chief judge is unable to do that, she's supposed to call law enforcement. Well, suppose you're in Dover, which is the western end of the county, just before you go into Kentston.
Just before you fall off the end of the world.
Right. How long do you think it's going to take her to get some law enforcement out there?
That's a problem.
Let's look down there in Harlow.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at some of the other rural places.
Well, we've heard Chip Hughes say a number of times that some of his deputies get into areas where they can't even communicate.
Right. They don't have radio signals and can't communicate.
I think the only way to getting them, though.
Right. That's on the way.
Right.
So let's move on down to what the State Board of Elections has sent out to the county boards of election. It is not appropriate or permissible for law enforcement to be stationed at a voting place. In the event, a county board must utilize law enforcement for parking and traffic issues at a voting site, officers must be in plain clothes. Law enforcement may periodically drive by a voting site in the event heightened security is needed. County boards of elections must be mindful that some voters find a law enforcement presence at a polls intimidating.
Good grief.
That's ridiculous.
It's an excuse. County boards may use law enforcement as an escort outside of voting hours and should call law enforcement if an incident occurs. Law enforcement officers are permitted to vote while wearing their uniforms.
Oh, that's jolly good of them.
You know, if a county uses private security, the security guard shall be unarmed and shall not be stationed inside the voting enclosure. They may wear uniforms.
That's utterly disgusting. But you know what? I wonder, law enforcement, the police chief, the sheriff, and so on, are not stupid people. They can choose to put their people wherever they choose to put their people. Yep. And I would like to see them choose to put them near where polling is going on.
I could see an attitude coming down, I guess, from the State Board of Election. Maybe, I don't know exactly where it comes from. But one of the rules that they've imposing this year, they've got a new voting place. It's out at Burns Square here on Martin Luther King Boulevard. And there's gonna draw a big square out there, and they say that anybody that's politicking, anybody that's trying to encourage voters to vote for their candidate or their choice of candidates, has to stay inside that square. Well, that's crazy. You know, if you can't go to try to meet somebody in the parking lot or try to just say, hey, how are you? Would you like to have some information about the most conservative people that are running for school board or whatever you want to say? I don't understand the. It seems like there's intimidation to keep people from doing that.
Right.
And it hurts the Republicans more than it does the Democrats. You know it does.
Is that the land of free speech? Is that America? Or is that Russia? Or what is that? It's not us.
Right.
You know, several places that I've worked in the polls, and I've worked up at Vanceboro, I've worked down at Havelock, I've worked most of the voting places in the county. But usually it's a typical pattern. The Republicans will come in, and maybe they'll go over to the Republican booth or canopy or whatever it is and ask a few questions and look at a little bit of information. And sometimes they'll, of course, just walk on in. They've already made up their minds. They don't want to be bothered. That's fine. But occasionally they do want some information. But I tell you, the Democrats, I guess this is going to sound partisan. I apologize, Rick. But a lot of times they're sitting there with their choice of who's to be candidates, and you've had it work against you. They will come up and say, where's my paperwork? Invariably, that's the way they operate. They get their paperwork when they get to the voting place. Who am I supposed to vote for? In fact, they're so mechanical about it. One day I was there, and the woman that was usually hands out the paperwork for the Democrats had gone. She had some work to do. She had to leave the place, and she wasn't there. And this voter came in, and she said, "Who's got my paperwork?" And I said, "Well, she went off to have something she had to do at work." And she said, "Have you got some paperwork?" And I said, "Sure." She said, "Give me that. I'll vote that."
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh dear.
Well, let's get back to this law enforcement issue, and they give some examples of prohibited acts. Agency staff has prepared a non-exhaustive list of scenarios that illustrate prohibited behavior. Number one, individuals outside the buffer zone wear security insignia and inform voters that they are monitoring the polling place. Well, if you go back to the previous page, I believe it said that security personnel could wear uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
Clown suit.
Yeah. But here they're saying that's a prohibited behavior.
But couldn't be armed.
Right. So here they're saying that's a prohibited behavior. Also, they say federal law prohibits those around the polling place from displaying badges, uniforms, or credentials that reasonable individuals would interpret to mean that the person is a law enforcement officer.
That what if he or she is?
That's a crock. Okay, and as you go through this whole document, numerous places they notate and refer back to statutes of backing up whatever that paragraph is about. These paragraphs, they don't refer to any federal or state statutes. They claim it's a federal law, but they don't cite the federal statute.
Well, who is it they think is intimidated by the law?
People who break it?
Yeah. The people that are defunding the police, wanting to defund the police.
You know, I would say probably 6-8 months, maybe a year ago, everybody was talking about sanctuary cities. These are now sanctuary zones that are being set up by the State Board of Election. Sanctuary zones. You can only let improper people in there.
Rick, I know you talked to some of our legislators about this, your concern about these things. Can you tell us now what some of them said? It seems like a good time to do it.
I will, but I need to correct myself here.
Okay.
Because I just noticed this federal law prohibits those around the polling place from displaying badges, uniforms, or credentials that reasonable individuals would interpret to mean that the person is a law enforcement officer, has a footnote number 5. Mm-hmm. And number 5 is 18 U.S.C. 241. If two or more persons conspire to injure, oppress, threaten, or intimidate any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, possession, or district in the free exercise or enjoyment of any right or privilege secured to him by the Constitution or laws of the United States, or because of his having so exercised the same, or if two or more persons go in disguise on the highway or on the premises of another with intent to prevent or hinder his free exercise or enjoyment of any right or privilege to secure.
So secured.
They shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years or both, and if death results from the acts committed in violation of this section, or if such acts include kidnapping or an attempt to kidnap, aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to commit aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to kill, they shall be fined under this title or imprisoned for any term of years for life, or both, or may be sentenced to death.
But now, you know what that's doing? Well, it's taking something that is intended to prevent a real problem and trying to apply it to actual law enforcement.
Yeah, because
it seems to
they say federal law prohibits those around the polling place from displaying badges, uniforms, or credentials that reasonable individuals would interpret to mean that the person is. How do you get that out of that?
Yeah, if it's a fake somebody dressed up like a police officer, that's one thing. If it's an actual police officer, that's a totally different horse of another color.
That's typical of what the liberals do. They take something and twist it beyond recognition.
They're using the same logic that the U.S. Senate used over the last 3 days with this Supreme Court candidate. They're applying something that has no reason to be applied there.
Yep.
And does not apply.
Does not apply to that situation.
Right.
Well, does not compute.
Well, Hal was right. As soon as I read this or found out about it and read it, I immediately contacted some of the state representatives. I asked them if they were aware of it and knew anything about it. Representative Keith Kidwell came back and said, check my Facebook, posted a press release from the General Assembly about it. So I did. And there is a press release. The Board of Elections cannot ban law enforcement from polling places, but they're trying anyway. Governor Cooper controlled NC State Board of Elections issued another lawless memorandum, this time prohibiting police officers from polling locations because some voters find a law enforcement presence intimidating.
Is it felons who are voting who shouldn't be voting that find them intimidating, perhaps?
Well,
but think of the logic behind it. You cannot have law enforcement there. But if you break this non-law, we're going to call the law to enforce
right.
the non-law.
Right. In a joint statement, the co-chairs of the Senate Elections Committee, Ralph Hayes, Warren Daniels, and Paul Newton, said, we know a thing or two about election law. Governor Cooper's Board of Elections is not a law enforcement agency and has no authority to direct police action. The board must rescind yet another lawless memorandum that undermines election security. Governor Roy Cooper, who is on the ballot, controls the Board of Elections. His hand-picked executive director's police ban is sweeping. Here are all the relevant law enforcement directives from Governor Cooper's Board of Elections executive director, and it's what we've been reading on it. Anyway, that's the response I got back from Keith Kidwell, and that was the legislative response on it. Another one I got back on, let me find it here. Okay, Representative Larry Pittman. It has no force or effect. I contacted Tim Moore and Michael Watley. I also contacted our local sheriff to ask him to ignore it. It is an effort to disenfranchise Republicans. It is totally bogus and without any authority. Look for Dan Forrest's statement on it. I replied, our local board was told it was a federal law. Larry Pittman says that's not true. So those are the responses I got from the representatives. Now, what's discouraging to me and has stirred the pot more than what it was already stirred is I found out that last night our local board of elections voted to adopt this, to uphold it, to abide by it.
Well, I don't think that's too surprising because the way they operated is whoever, whatever party the governor belongs to, the chairman of the local board of elections also belongs to the same
right.
party, and they also have a majority on the board, on the election, so they control it at this point.
That's true. They do control it. I called and talked to one of the board members today to confirm that they did vote on that, and that's the way they voted. He said, yes, it was. And I said, did y'all talk to any of the state representatives, any legislators, any higher authorities on this? Well, no, we didn't. I said, well, you might want to because, mm-hmm. and I revealed what I had learned.
Well, I'm back to my thinking about the our local sheriff, our local chief of police. They got good sense.
I believe you're right. Well, look, we've gone way over time here before having a break, so we're going to stop right now to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, as we sit here recording this, the gubernatorial debate here in North Carolina is just moments away, and that's Roy Cooper against Dan Forrest. Oh, I'm going to have to watch the replay of that because it's going to be, I think it's going to be a good one to watch.
What are you going to watch it on? Where can you get it?
You probably find it on YouTube.
After the fact?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
But, or Facebook will probably have it. It may be streamed live. But it's going to be interesting. And, yeah, there's probably going to be some other things that come up during the debate that are going to draw in some other candidates that are facing some difficulties right now. I won't go into details on that, but there's some dirty stuff going on out there. Some dirty stuff in North Carolina being what they call
swing state.
Swing state. Mm. There's another name there. Anyway, they're trying to turn it totally blue. Right now, we're kind of purple. But I think it's going to backfire on them.
I sincerely hope so. I think you're right.
And folks, I know that all the polls are telling you that Biden is ahead of Trump.
Are they the same polls that said that Hillary was ahead of Trump?
Yep.
Probably so.
What a coincidence.
Probably so. I can tell you this. The money that is pouring into this state to get Democrat candidates elected from California, from New York, from states all over, why are they sending billions, I think?
Well, it's millions, but it seems... Let me tell you the silver lining. Maybe some of those very people are going to wind up having to pay big income tax bills to the state of North Carolina as a result, and the good guys will win anyway.
Right. Well, we can only hope, but it's hard to understand why somebody in California would want to send millions of dollars here to get...
You know why, Rick. They want to rule the world. They want us peons to be... just that, and they want to be part of the ruling class or in with the in crowd to do with the ruling class.
Right. I understand.
I know you do.
I'm just trying to make conversation. let's see. We've got, there's a school board candidates forum. It's a virtual forum on the 17th, I believe it is. And it'll be streamed live. That's Craven County School Board candidates.
Who's sponsoring it? Do you know?
Citizen in New Bern.
Oh.
Good. Yeah, Citizen in New Bern.
Rick, when you talk about the amount of outside money coming into the state, you need to think about what happened to Virginia in the last election. And you need to think about what's been happening throughout the country where money coming from PACs paid for by George Soros has gone into people who would be prosecutors so that you find rioters who don't get charged with anything and you find law and order falling apart.
Right.
There have been some very targeted things going on. For instance, the Rocky Mountain heist is a video. You can probably find it on YouTube that explains what happened in Colorado.
Right.
And of course, we all saw what happened in Virginia.
Yes.
And the result of that is horrible. If I were a Virginian, I would never vote for a Democrat again.
Now that you brought that up, I'll guarantee you that the bills are already written. Everything's in place and ready to go that if they make take a Democratic majority here in North Carolina, just like they did in Virginia, within 24 hours, you're
going to
see some things change. All right. Well, we got to take another break because we went so long in the last segment. We've got to make up for one. So we'll be right back.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this?
The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call, the place where patriots come to talk.
Well, we got about 5 minutes left, and we need to wrap the show up. Folks, we've had some really good public meetings this year, CCTA. This upcoming month of November, Well, you're going to tell us about the October meeting, but November we're going to have another meeting. Then December is our Christmas party.
That's right.
So we're about to wrap this year up, but tell us what the October meeting is, Hal.
Well, it's going to be on the evening of Tuesday, October the 20th. You know, it's always the third Tuesday of the month. It's going to be a beautiful downtown Stanley Hall ballroom where we usually have our meetings. It's going to be very similar in the way it's carried out to the forum that we had for the school board candidates. This one is going to be for the state General Assembly candidates. And we've had a good reception from the candidates. A lot of them are going to be there. And it's going to be conducted very similarly to the way we did before. They'll have a chance to introduce themselves, plenty of time to tell about why these people should vote for them and what they hope to accomplish if they do get elected.
So these are state House and Senate candidates.
Exactly. And in the state North Carolina Senate, State Senate, Norman Sanderson is an incumbent, and he's running again. And he said he'd be there. This Libby Griffin, I think it's Elizabeth is her real name, but she likes to be called Libby, Libby Griffin. I've called at least four or five times, I sent her email and called a number of times, and she's never responded, so I haven't been able to get in touch with her. I have both her email address and her phone number. She answers the phone and says that's who it is, but then I leave a message and she doesn't respond. The North Carolina State Senate District 2, also, we're running against Norman Sanderson. His name is Timothy Harris, and he said he would be there. He's a Libertarian.
Okay.
All right, let me tell you, there's seven candidates in hall, and only two have said they wouldn't be there exactly. So Steve Tyson said he would be there with bells on. He's running to be actually the replacement for Michael Speciale.
Right.
Is that with bells on phrase a quote?
That's what he said.
All right.
He said, I'll be there with bells on, he told me on the phone. Dorothea White, she hasn't said that she won't be there. But I might have been mistaken about that. There are probably three that I'm not really sure will be there. She's one of them. Jim Blunt, he said he would be there running for North Carolina House of Representatives, District 79. So Keith Kidwell is the incumbent there, and Keith's running for re-election too. So he'll be there. So both of the people running for that office will be present.
Okay.
So I don't know. I'm really excited about it. I think we'll have a really good meeting.
Okay. Well, it's always interesting when you can get your candidates that are running for office to come in.
And Hal failed to mention it, but the God and Country Christian Alliance is co-sponsoring that with us again. So we are really glad to have them on board.
Absolutely.
Right. And they were also co-sponsors for the previous one we did for the school board.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, folks, that's about all the time we've got for today's show. I do want to encourage you to visit our website. That's cctaxpayers.com. cctaxpayers.com. And folks, we could use your participation, so please show up at our monthly meetings, third Tuesday every month, downtown New Bern at Stanley Hall Ballroom, and please get involved, get active. We need all hands on deck to get these things done, to get legislation changed or passed,
protect the Constitution.
Right. We go to Raleigh, we meet with our legislative representatives up there, and try to get things done. We work with the school boards, we work with the county commissioners, the local aldermen. We try to be watchdogs and be grassroots activists. So we need all the help we can get, and you can help make a difference. So visit cctaxpayers.com, and we hope to see you soon.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutrition consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Also, the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties. Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake-Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.